Yeah, I want to deliver a statement on behalf of the Black Caps team and management. We're deeply saddened by the tragic passing of Philip Hughes. This is a sad time for his family, friends, teammates and all cricket fans. Phil was a wonderful cricketer and well-liked by everyone he played with and against. On behalf of the Black Caps, I pass our heartfelt condolences. I'd also like to pass on our thoughts to Sean Abbott. This is a tragic and sobering situation for everybody. I think with grieving, everybody deals with it in different ways. I think that everybody in our team and management is affected, some very deeply affected. And it's when we... Today wasn't about cricket. Today was about... supporting one of our fellow players, and the players really struggled. There's no doubt about that. And I think the key for us is just helping the individuals in the group. As I said, some struggling a lot more than others, and we were just trying to get through the day. To be fair, just trying to get through the first session, and helping each other get through it. And then we just moved on to the next one. We didn't think too far ahead. I think a respect for each other. I think a number of our players knew Philip very well. Some live with him, some play with him. Many have played against him. Some don't know him. But they're all really affected. And I think the fact that the game had started and probably... the time to grieve is really difficult. As I said, we all go through different stages of grieving, and all the players are going through that at the moment. But we weren't really conscious of performance today. We just, as I said, we're worried about looking after each other. Oh, look, there were a lot of discussions, and a lot of discussion took place regarding the test match continuing. This morning... the test match was continuing, so we knew that. So we turned up, we were aware of that, and as I said, we just worked on helping each other get through the day. Oh, look, the game was irrelevant at that stage, and it still is. I mean, that was just a natural reaction by a group of people whose mind was elsewhere. We didn't have anyone under the lid today, no one filled with a helmet on. We didn't bowl a bouncer all day. That's just what we wanted to do, to show some respect. Oh, I think he drifted the ball. He certainly created a lot of curve, so he drew players into defending wider than they normally would. And that's a skill that he's got when he's relaxed and playing nicely. He's got a lot of character, Mark. He's good at all three facets of the game, and it was really nice today to see him get some rewards for that. Oh, look, it's something we did in the second test as well. It was a conscious effort, but I think today was probably a little bit extreme. Like I said, that Brendan can play like that. And he, as I said, he was going through a range of emotions out there today, but it certainly showed the character of the man to play the way he did. Oh, look, I wouldn't say it's shock. I mean, it's probably a little bit more advanced than that, I think. It's just, as I said, people going through the grieving process in different stages. There's certainly no emotion in there, elation in there. There's real pleasure for their teammates that have done well. I think there's no doubt about that. But we'll just get through tonight, and as I said, look after each other tonight and reflect again, and then we'll see what happens tomorrow. I think it's just that. I think the players wanted to show a sign of respect, and they, as I said, they're deeply affected by, Phil's passing. So, in their own way, they wanted to do that today, and then they also wanted to write Philip's initials just to further sign of recognition for what we're playing for. I guess we'll find out in time. Obviously, Hafiz's innings was a class knock, and there's probably Brendan and him have played two high quality innings. I guess as the test evolves, we'll work out how important it was. But I think just the way he's controlled himself as a captain and as a player today is, something we're all very proud of. Not yet. I mean, like I said, it's all a bit raw. Brendan opened the batting with Philip Hughes for New South Wales. As I said, our players are not in, they're going through a grieving process at the moment and they just need a little bit of space. And I think in time, things for dedication, dedicating innings, that'll happen in time.